little bit. Hang on a second. Okay. A lady came to the center, and after the meeting concluded, I automatically didn't see anything, didn't know anything, didn't feel anything. I simply went straight over and put my hands on her breasts and said, "You need healing. Can I heal?" She said, "Yes, you can." She said, "I have cancer in both breasts." I said, "Okay." So I started doing healing on her. And the cancer went away.
It was just automatic?
Automatic. Mm-hmm. So if I ever walk up to you, look out.
Cass, make sure you get those PSAs.
Yeah. Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay. Everywhere I went, churches, didn't matter what country, where it was on the church, I saw 8 pointed stars. Like a square with another square laid on top of it. And they're not put there arbitrarily.
No, those are all symbols. They're protections. They go there. It's like you've got the 5-pointed star. You've got the 6-pointed star, which that shows up everywhere.
And they tried to say it was to appease the Jews in town.
No. Those are amulets.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, where did the 8-pointed star come from?
I can't tell you that. I've got a book of symbols over there. I only work with the 2 and with the seals of Solomon. But these go back. All the churches were built over places, power places, temples, what they considered, pagan. Pagan sites. They're all pagan, holy sites. So they included some of the pagan symbols sort of to pacify. And they always had a stone from the pagan site in the church itself. Now, where were you? Were you in Ireland or?
Rome, Ireland, the Czech.
Yeah.
Hungary. When I say all over, I mean all over.
Yeah. Yeah, they're everywhere. Protection.
And it would be like a arch that would have just star after star after star after star after star.
Yeah. Yep. Any questions now other than... Yes.
When someone makes the transition, what we call death.
Yeah.
Is there any rhyme or reason to how they die? I call it either the ceiling stare, where you linger, you die slowly, versus the final face plant, like Francis. Is there anything to do with your... Well, that's true. I want the final face plant, personally. But the people I've seen die, it seems like those that are spiritually connected and have completed their work go quickly.
They do.
Those that don't linger.
They fight. They fight death. They literally fight death. They're afraid to die.
Like Dana.
Yeah.
She fought death. Gave up and she lingered. I saw it with both my parents. It's consistent. But I'm wondering, is that true?
Pretty much. What I found, my mother, she took her 3 days to die. I mean,
actually,
death process of a full 3 days.
Because she fought. She just wouldn't go.
I beg her, you know.
She still wouldn't go.
But she, and you can't go really before your time. Okay, you have a specific time.
And you can go fighting and kicking and
screaming,
or you can go peacefully
when it's your time. Where your head is, where your heart is, where your soul is.
Is that why suicide's so horrible?
Suicide, you break spiritual law, self, and it binds you to this earth. I don't care if it's medical suicide. It binds you to this earth plane. You cannot do that.
So let's say it was a medical suicide. Pull the plugs. I mean, pulling the plugs and letting them die naturally isn't.
If they die naturally, it's fine.
Yeah. Okay, but say it's a medical suicide. Can you send them to the light, or do they have to stay on the earth for a certain
period?
No,
you can pray them into the light.
What about suicides? Same thing?
Same thing.
I thought you said one time, though, that a medical suicide, suicide is just as bad as
it is.
Normal suicide. Yeah.
It is. And the reason I know that was because I was a proponent of medical suicide. Okay? You've got to learn all this stuff. I thought that that was like, you know, taking a dog and putting him to sleep. You know, what is wrong with that? You have somebody that they're no longer right in their mind, you know? Until a client came in, they handed me a photograph of a friend of theirs. I didn't know who he was. He took over my body, and I found out that he had gone through a medical suicide because he was in, he had kidney problems, and he was in great pain. And he was still in that pain, and he had been passed over for 5 years. And he literally begged her to help him to get into the light, that what he did, he found out, was wrong, that it broke spiritual laws. So we got him into the light.
Is it okay to put an animal down then?
Yes, it is.
Do you have to be related to the person that you...
No. But you have to get permission from someone who's related to that person.
By marriage, too.
It can actually be through marriage.
Here's a contract.
Pardon?
Here's a contract. You sign up. A license, like, you can sign a contract and then you get married legally.
Right? Yeah. Or spiritual.
Yeah. Spiritually. Same thing. I think it's actually much nicer than that piece of paper.
A binding of two souls through love. Sure.
As long as she agrees with getting married.
On the beach somewhere, it'll be lovely. It'll be a party.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah, I can legally marry people. I am an honest to God licensed minister.
Wow. Cool. We go to Vegas.
I can't do it in Vegas. I have to do it in this state.
On Arkansas.
Yeah.
That'd be cool to have you do the marriage and the legal marriage and spiritual marriage at the same time.
So,
okay. Well, when I marry people that...
Carol.
I don't know that you really want to do that. For sure, unless you were absolutely for sure.
You can't get spiritually divorced.
Well, you know, you can, according to the Bible. Marriage is a really man-concocted thing. It wasn't given to us through God. This was. Well, it wasn't just that. Back in the day, men married, you know, 800-900 women. Like they don't have enough trouble. What are you doing out with
her now? What
are you doing out with the 755?
Where did she just say that? No, she said
that. Just go out. I decided to marry the whole
family.
Yeah,
Solomon.
Had 900 boys.
Oh, Solomon.
And how many?
200, something like that. Some unrealistic. Like he'd ever get around to any of them.
Well,
for
12 years, I've seen you.
Yeah. You're pretty. I want you. Yeah.
Carol, there's a lot of old people that live together that are not legally married because they can't afford to be married because it cuts their Social Security.
Sure, it's awful.
Problems. But you're saying they could be married spiritually?
Absolutely.
Without being married legally?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Sure.
That sounds great.
It is. It's the only way to go.
You're saying you're spiritually married until you get spiritually divorced.
If you
part
because
you get spiritually divorced.
If you part because you no longer love each other, then it's done.
Okay.
I don't have some karmic backlog on this or something.
How many wives do you think you've had through many lifetimes or husbands?
I don't have a karmic connection with some people that I'm already with.
That's those people that you meet automatically. And where have you been?
I've been experiencing several times.
So what's a spiritual marriage then? What happens? The binding of two souls?
It really doesn't have to be a binding. It can be a coming together of two souls for a common good for each other.
And then these souls exist in a bit in each of the partners?
Not really, no. It's a commitment, spiritual commitment.
Not from a metaphysical standpoint, I was just wondering what were the consequences of making this commitment?
I think you're looking too much at consequences.
Yeah.
You won't be beat up for it or anything, and God's not going to slap you around. Yeah, and the lawyers can't come in there and take everything you've got. There's nothing wrong with it.
So in God's eyes, it wouldn't be adultery?
No.
Or fornication?
Well,
or
hey, if King Solomon can have 900 wives, hello. Yeah, I mean, please. It's not my place to judge. It's between you and God. If you think that it's wrong to do that, it would be wrong to do that.
How could you change your mind about that?
Please? Why don't you want... I think you need to give to man what is man's. Okay? These earthly laws are not God's. They belong to man. Man put them into place for man's benefit. Man meaning man, woman. Okay? Mankind. So I think that we need to understand, like Christ said, when he was asked about whether we should give the taxes to Caesar, give Caesar what is Caesar's. God doesn't require it. God does not require it. God does not require a religion. God does not require a church, per se. God is in everything. God is in you. God is in trees, sky, birds, everything. God is everywhere. And God is most forgiving and most understanding. And we're here to learn. So it's okay. Yeah, Richard.
So how does spiritual law deal with gays?
Spiritual law doesn't deal with gays.
I went to the papal audience, and I ended up sitting next to a nice little Italian nun who translated like what the father was saying. Ended up next to her, and the way she said it was that he was talking about a loving and kind and forgiving father. But even when they translated to English, she said your English. She said they're scared to translate it like this. She said your English makes them harsh. The English translation makes them sound harsh. Makes them sound like a punishing God.
When I talk to my guides about all these things that, you know, these laws and these opinions and these judgments, they've told me that God doesn't do that. Mm-hmm. God is not a punishing God.
No.
God is a loving God, and God loves all of his creation.
And that's what Pope Francis was saying, but
yeah.
Even like the translation from Italian to English, it wasn't getting the point across. That's why she was like, "Be glad I'm here for you."
It's sad. It's really, really sad.
It's like God could be the ultimate non-judge.
Yeah. You're your own worst enemy.
And your worst judge.
Yeah, and your worst judge for sure.
Mm-hmm. I always think about people who are parents and they have children. Is there anything your child could do that you would hate them and not let them go home?
Yeah.
And if there is, then you're an awful parent.
And And there's a few of those out there, too.
Yeah.
Well, that's the prodigal son story, which actually is one story that you see in many religions.
Yeah, tell them about.
Regardless, because it teaches the principle of unconditional love.
Yeah.
I always thought it was about thriftiness. You should be thrifty and don't go waste your inheritance, you know, and then have to eat the pigs on that. I never got, because I was looking at the literal translation of the story. It was only later on in life that I actually understood what the principle was, which is taught in many different religions through the same story, actually. The prodigal son, and unconditional love of the father for the child.
In truth, God does love us, each and every one of us, unconditionally. There are no conditions. We can't do it because we're humans and we have been taught that there are strings to everything. But God does. He accepts you for who you are, good, bad, or otherwise. And he does everything, he, she, does everything in their power to try to give us the help that we need. But they can't do anything unless you ask.
I gotta know what you need.
Yeah.
What
I had a dear sweet lady come in to see me, and I heard she prays for strength every day.
You're gonna get the test for
her. Oh my God.
She's so strong.
When you pray for strength, God tests you. God goes, how much strength do you want? Here, here's another test. Is that, have you got it yet? Are you stronger now?
Okay.
And she goes, oh my God, I've got to stop doing that, don't I? Yeah, you do.
So when you're, because I've in the past prayed for strength and lucky there.
Yeah.
What's the alternative? If you need help there.
You ask for divine spirits of strength to work with you, to aid you.
What a concept. Okay.
It's all there for you. Mm-hmm. You just have to know how. And I'm it.
Got it.
Because I did the same thing. And my guide said, are you tired of the test? What test? Asking for strength. Really? They said, now ask for divine spirits of strength. Oh. And it all shifted. And all those horrible tests went away.
You sure is, in a sense, delegating to divine spirits of strength?
No, you're asking for the right thing.
You're asking for the right thing.
Not delegating.
Well, I mean, but you're using their strength. You're calling upon their assistance in this particular area.
You want the strength, but you think that you're going to, God's going to go, boing, you have strength now. So God says you can't do it that way. I'm going to have to test you until you get that strength or you break. But this is an easier way. You can say, I would please ask for divine spirits of strength to aid and assist me. And you start developing in a kinder, easier way. Yes?
Most people don't know to ask for things like that because they were never taught.
Duh.
So how do we, so is there a source of information we can generally go to?
Hi, hello. Hi.
Excuse me. But if we're on the other side of the world,
I'm sorry.
You pick up the phone and you say, hey, Carol, I'm in trouble.
I've got a blog going worldwide. I have this information going worldwide. I'm sure somewhere out there there's somebody else that has this information. I hope there is. But right now, I'm the only one I know.
For those people who don't have access to that information, what do they do?
You can get it the same way I did. You can make a lot of mistakes and get in contact with your guides, and they can teach you directly. Everything I've learned from them.
But that's your experience.
That's
that
it.
Many people in the world don't have that experience. They don't know to go to guides.
That's
they don't
why we're so blessed.
They don't know that guides exist. So how do they go
they
back
can.
To hell?
That's because our...
They can't.
That also goes into being born in this lifetime, their choices of being born in the place that they were born in.
Yeah.
So that's their lesson to learn.
So is there a, there's, okay, I've asked you this before, I just want more clarification.
There's a divine spirit of everything.
Everything.
So.
There's divine spirits of prosperity. There's divine spirits of mechanics. There's divine spirits of the arts. There's divine spirits of anger management.
Technology.
Technology. Mm-hmm. And then there's guides. You can ask for guides up, because guides can work with you that we're human, not Holy Spirits, but we're human, who mastered certain areas. And you can ask for their aid and assistance, and they will come to you and they will work with you.
So how do you know when to stop asking for the divine spirits of and ask for the guides of?
Well, I wouldn't ask for guides of, say, strength. I would ask for divine spirits of strength.
Yeah.
If there was something in particular that I really wanted to learn to do well, I would ask for a guide of. If I'm looking for something to help me shift emotionally, mentally, physically, I would ask for divine spirits of.
Got it. So tangible things.
Yeah.
Divine guides.
Yeah.
Carol.
So they're up there with a job, just like Francis.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes.
Could Joy ask for a divine spirit of questions?
Sure. But you better ask for what kind of questions?
Well, spiritual questions. That's the problem. I have the same problem she does. I don't know what to ask.
You can ask for divine spirits, for divine information, for questions. To give you information so you can ask questions. Yeah, you can do that. Try it. Let me know. There's divine everything.
Divine guides.
No, divine spirits and guides of.
I was telling Tristan earlier this evening, I've been doing this for the last 2 weeks. Just anything I come up to, I say, I think, what are the divine spirits of this particular situation I'm getting ready to come into? And I use your formula. I say, I ask the divine spirits of, and I think of what the thing is, like in a meeting, I say divine spirits of meeting, divine spirits of cooperation, divine spirits of, you know, of whatever the higher organization
should work.
Please help me in what I'm getting ready to do. And it is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Carol. Would it be?
Sure it does.
Would it be dangerous to ask for a divine spirit of humility?
Why would you want a divine spirit of humility?
Why would you not?
What would that do for you? Except make you feel humble,
make you
which
less
I think you're already there.
It make you less competitive. Maybe.
Now, if somebody were arrogant, they might want to ask for divine spirits. Humility.
But if
they were arrogant, they wouldn't think about that.
Probably. But on the flip side of that, they might.
They might.
But you can ask for any of that. Yes, Al.
You might discuss loopholes, because you sort of touched on it just now, and we were all discussing it a little bit earlier. You said that and releasing were two of the things you wanted to talk about anyways. You are a loophole, okay? We were talking about spiritual loopholes.
Oh, yeah. Well,
and you kind of sort of touched on it without actually mentioning those words specifically. That's why I said.
Yeah, my guides have told me there are loopholes for everything. Everything.
Example.
Asking for divine spirit.
Well, the information that I have given all of you are loopholes. Like the demonic stuff, I got hit with demonic stuff for 8 solid years. And I had to learn all this stuff step by step by step by step by step. Every little bit of it. None of it came and was put there for me. I had to be under attack for 8 years.
Okay. Thank you.
Loopholes. Now,
is the lifting a loophole?
If you get in, yes, the lifting is a huge loophole.
Got
huge.
It.
That was 30 years in the making.
Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Thank you. Thank you. Hey. So, Let's say you get in a predicament that you can't figure out what to do because you just don't know what you need to do there. God, I need a loophole. Show me a loophole. Show me what I need to do to change this situation. You'll get it.
And then be
like what
open
you're doing.
To it.
Mm-hmm. You'll get it. Hmm. The beauty of all of this is it works. It's just so cool. It works.
Well, it's great to know that you have a larger team out there that's.
Yeah. You're not alone. Yeah.
I just don't know how you can, 12 people can redeem legions of angels and other people, you know. That's a lot of work.
Well, it is, but it isn't.
So can you do it like in multiple groups?
Of course.
Okay, then.
Absolutely. You know, if you can go ahead and release the entire legion. There's nothing to stop that. Now, I had to learn all of that step by step by step because in the very beginning, I thought I had to do it individually.
The doctor said, you look for the captain, I think he called it, the captain, the demonic captains.
No, it's called.
But I can't remember what the name is. But it was like,
he said they had different rankings.
Different rankings.
They do. They're an army.
Anybody lower ranking or below, go.
That's right. That is absolutely correct.
He didn't call him captain.
Yeah, he had names, but the ones more in charge.
Who had the legions.
Right. You get them.
They have
right.
Then,
sure they do. Absolutely. All the way to Ark.
After.
No, it goes all the way to Ark. Ark demons. There are Ark demons.
His main thing was Archangel Michael, and he says the term Michael. To call upon, he says, it resonates, ancient thing
resonates.
What's
he talking about?
I think there's a different aspect of that. But that's
experience.
This is a different Archangel Michael and a legion.
Well, he said it right. That's what she said.
It's all the same place.
How do you say
Michael.
How do you say it?
That's a different one. He doesn't know that. He's different. It's actually a higher Archangel, but it's like an aspect of Michael that's higher with the legion, Michael, and all the four have, each one has a higher arc title, but they're different. Michael is exclusively for the demonic on this earth plane. Okay? The higher ones can work with higher demonic that don't necessarily come from this earth plane, such as sons of darkness.
Where
did
they come from?
Not here.
Another planet?
Are they here though? They're not from here. Are they here?
Yeah, they're here.
But they're not from here.
Right.
So they're not in cahoots with...
They're demonics. They're fallen angels.
But they're still under Lucifer.
No. Lucifer's here. Not other places.
Well, I don't want any of them.
Don't make us stuff. I'll be good, Chalky. Don't make us stuff.
Mess with your head now. Watch out. If you want to go in deeper water, we can.
Please. Pass it all right around.
I've learned a lot through my work.
Well, thank God for you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Me too. I'm thanking God for me. I kind of like being here. I hope they don't zip me out of here real quick.
Yeah, because what's going to happen?
To all of us.
Who's going to take over your work? I mean, unless you live forever, which would be fine.
Nah. They're going to have to do something. They're going to have to make some big changes. But I don't honestly know. I do not know. I'm not even sure what to do with all the information I have. I don't know. And I, like I said, I've got tons of information. Now, our state historian wants me to leave it to the history department of Arkansas.
So they can
mess it up.
Can you imagine if they got a hold of that?
Yeah, I would be afraid to leave it to academia, to be honest with you.
I don't really know. I guess it probably I'll wait and see.
Come on, you're
divine. Maybe God will send somebody else to take it over.
Yeah, maybe call upon your divine spirits of
record keeping.
Change, knowledge, whatever.
Whatever.
To help with hierarchy, raising of consciousness to the understanding of this in the name of Jesus.
That's what I do. I've done that. Absolutely. Absolutely.
To the good of all involved.
To the good of all involved.
There's a formula.
But I don't know. I would suspect that when I pass, I hope it doesn't go away, but I hope that I can get the information out as much as possible before that time comes and that people can use it to their highest benefit. And if it can't,
but it was given to you for a reason. I mean,
I've done
a lot of work with
it. I've done my major work.
Yeah. But there's so much good that could come out of that.
Sure there is.
Always. What about your daughter?
She does the work. I don't know that she would want to take the responsibilities that I've taken.
That's not my responsibility.
That they were mine to take. I mean, I was supposed to do it.
She could just channel you.
we'll put that request down.
There's a spin thing for us.
That's a good point. I'll take her over. We'll fix that.
She was in you for 9 months.
That's right. That's right. That's a good point.
Just budget the time out, 9 months over.
She needs to be here to, take care of herself.
Professor, in a slow down time.
You going to tell her, or am I going to? If you are. Hey, I created this. Sorry.
That's right.
You're mine now. That's funny. Oh, okay, we're going to. What? Okay, we're going to take a break. Move our little selves around, get circulation going.